The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Then I'll spend 2 years on a farm in Australia before coming back and settling down with a nice Irish boy in South County Dublin. Our kids will go to Blackrock and Mount Anvil. They will be good at rugby and hockey. My husband will have a job in the Big Four.
And she'll have it nailed. That's Rachel Galvo, who's made something of herself on TikTok. And the reason we're playing that is that TikTok have released A Year on TikTok 24, a complete review of underlying different countries' most engaging trends, their top creators and most watched videos from the past year on the platform. And Emily Keegan is going to take us through Ireland's list. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're on TikTok, I presume, all the time.
I spend the vast majority of my time outside of work on TikTok. Like, I would say I'm probably chronically addicted to the platform.
So were you surprised at the lists and who made it and who did not?
Not at all. And it's this list, there's a lot of smaller creators kind of featuring on it too that are very new this year, so it's nice to see them getting a mention. Rachel Galvo there is by no means a small creator, the clip we just played, but she is absolutely hilarious. Like, when I saw her name on the list, It was no shock to me at all. It's so funny what her videos, South Dubs are people who have been slagged for a very long time, but to hear it coming with such a thick South Dub accent, it's so new. She's really getting in there in an area that's not tapped into from people of her own demographic. She's absolutely hilarious. And she's selling out comedy shows everywhere. She's gotten such a platform from TikTok. Like, it's really changing people's lives. So it's definitely something, it's worthwhile looking at this list and seeing
who else has made the grade.
So we have Gail Galajane, who is... There's kind of a whole area on TikTok really that's engaging people with the Irish language, and that's really refreshing to see. It's really exciting bringing young people in, engaging with the language again. Owen Lynch, he does a lot of farmer videos. I first became aware of him when he was in a viral clip from The Ploughing. Some interviewers were out interviewing people there, and he is absolutely hilarious as well. So there's a bit of a balance there, South Dubs and Culchies. And then Garan Noon, like, if anyone who doesn't know Garan Noon must be living under a rock at this point. That man is absolutely everywhere. He's up to 1.3 million followers, I just checked there. And you probably would recognise him most for his interesting sign-off line that he has.
Another victory for the Irish. We get 15 minutes more sunlight in winter than the English. The UK gets dark at 4:07. What a joke. We're all laughing at you. Whereas in lovely Ireland, it's 4:08. I'd say on a sunny winter's day, it could even stretch to 4:09. You literally don't even need the sun after this. When have you ever done something at 4:11? It's dangerous to be working hard that late. And look at Sweden. They don't even make it to 3:00 in the day. All the tax you're paying and you can't even get a bit of sunlight. Typical Spain, hogging all the sun. 6:09. That's practically the middle of the night. That's no time for sun. How are you supposed to sleep? Follow me, I'm delicious.
Follow me, I'm delicious.
Yep. And it worked because he has 1.3 million followers. So clearly people agree.
Now, one of the words that's been featuring a lot is one that was explained to me a few weeks back. And that word is demure.
Supporting your Paralympic athletes. Very demure. Calling them Paralympians instead of Olympians. Very respectful.
Yeah, I mean, like that. Like, if everybody has heard this, it's one that's flying around the office the whole time too. All age brackets. Like, it's really hitting with every generation. It was started by a creator, Jules LeBron, in America. Jules is actually a trans woman. And this phrase became so viral after she first used it that she was able to pay for the rest of her transitional surgery off the back of it. So, like, TikTok really is changing people's lives for the better here. It's not just funny little memes. It's great.
And people can do well. I mean, there's a thing called BookTok. What's BookTok?
BookTok is one that I probably should be engaging with a little bit more. I see an awful lot of it, but I end up just kind of adding the books to my list and not ever buying them. It's basically what it says on the tin. People are talking about their favourite books. Authors are getting involved. It's a way of promoting their books. And a lot of these books then are actually becoming TV shows and movies off the back of their success. There we've got The Summer I Turned Pretty is a big one that's now a TV show. There's a few of them. It Ends With Us, a recent movie with Blake Lively. That was a huge book on BookTok. So it's
often on this program we're talking about some of the negative elements of TikTok, where people sell beauty products that are not fit for purpose or try to persuade you to eat a vitamin that's supposed to do the devil and all. But there are some kind of straightforward things that can be enjoyed and are very interesting. Sports, for example.
Sports. And I will say it's gotten me into sports so much more. I was never someone who really watched the Olympics or engaged with it in any way. I'm a bit ashamed to say now, but this year, the Olympics really took off on TikTok. And I think especially because the athletes were kind of doing day in the life videos in the Olympic Village. So we were seeing a lot of the background scenes. We were seeing what they were serving in the canteen. The famous chocolate muffins were there. They were going viral for a long time. So it's made sports more engaging for people who wouldn't traditionally be into sports, because you're getting to know the personalities behind it. And I think that is definitely one of the key reasons that the Olympics and the Paralympics were so huge amongst all age brackets this year.
Some use the platform to showcase their lofty ambitions. No, we don't seem to have that clip. Anyway, TikTok trends, we're going through them, and anything else you want to bring to our attention?
Yeah, so obviously the case with TikTok, because they're such short clips and the internet in general is changing all the time, the trends are constantly changing. So there's a lot actually on this list. There's a lot that didn't make it onto this list. Some from earlier in the year. There's one, the trauma dump dessert bowl. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this one now, no. Pat. So people kind of are talking about these horrible things that have happened to them in their life, but they're juxtaposing that with pouring sweets into a bowl. So it would be like if I was to walk in and say, my name is Emily. This story's not true, by the way. My name is Emily. I got cheated on once and I brought the Haribos, and then you bring the dump the Haribos into the bowl, and the next person will go on with another traumatizing story. And it's just really entertaining to watch people laughing about these horrible things that have happened to them. So that's one that's really good. We've also got things like women in male fields. Women at the moment on TikTok are kind of joking about things that men traditionally do. Things like, oh, I told my girlfriend that I saw this thing she would really like, but I didn't end up buying it for her. Hashtag women in male fields. I think that's something that maybe people claim their boyfriends do an awful lot. There's also a lot of businesses that have gotten a big platform on TikTok. Some of them mentioned here, SOS Cookies. I've tried their cookies because of TikTok. They're great. The Matcha Bar, only up the road. Great matcha. Some that also didn't get mentioned, Cookie Boy, only around the corner for us. Another cookie business that's absolutely great. Sound Quality Gifts in Monaghan. I mean, everybody
knows this. So this can be transforming for a business. If you manage to get attention, how do you get attention?
You have to just, I think a lot of it is down to humour. If I'm not laughing in the first 5 seconds, I'm scrolling. That's it. And it has to be straight in with your best line in the first couple of seconds to stop people from scrolling, because our attention spans, probably because of TikTok, have been ruined. I can't watch a show anymore without scrolling on TikTok at the same time.
And finally, people who become professional musicians on the basis of their amateur efforts with the hairbrush and the mirror.
Absolutely. Like, probably one of the most known ones is Keane DeCrow. He really grew because of his platform on TikTok, and now he's playing festivals. He's got his own headline tours. He's constantly popping up in shopping centres with a choir for some reason, but it's working for him and he's growing day by day, and you can't go a day without hearing him on the radio.
Well, all details of the top trends on TikTok for 2024 are available today. Emily Keegan, morning news anchor and reporter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.